Hey, guys, so what's up? You're going to show me this talking goat Yang Antwith or what?
All right, but we can't stay long, because we got to get to that reggae fest.
Yeah, and you got to be quiet, because the old man who lives in the house, he doesn't like anyone talking to his goat. Hey, goat, how's it going?
It's dark. I cannot see you. Come closer. Hello?
Hey, what's up,
man? Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Well, so what are you doing? You're just sitting there in the pickup truck?
Yes, wise guy. I'm tied to it with a 3-foot rope, so pretty much my options are limited, you fucking wise ass. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, is the old man around?
No. That cocksucker's sleeping, man. Oh, fucking passed out. He was drinking since this morning, like 3 pints of fucking Jimmy Beam.
Really?
He's fucking whacked out of his skull. Fuck him.
Jeez.
Hey, by the way, Goat, this is our friend Robert.
Hello, Robert. Salutation.
Wow, you were talking goat.
Yeah, that's great. I can talk terrific. So what were you doing, playing the football or something? Throwing it around like the boys?
Yeah, we were throwing it around. Yes, we were.
Hey, Goat, you want us to untie you for a little while?
No, I'd love to sit on the truck all fucking... Yes, that would be great. Would you untie me? Because my fucking hind legs, man, they are fucking cramped.
Hey, you sure the old man's not going to get pissed or
anything? I told you, he's fucking passed out, that fucking pissed drunk cock. He's just laying there on the floor. He's not going to find out. He lives his fucking life in an alcoholic haze, man. His life's a blur. Fuck him.
Hey.
What?
You're a good goat. I know. And you take a lot of the old man's shit.
I do.
Yeah, we heard him beating the shit out of you a couple of nights ago.
You guys heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Where were you?
In my house.
He was fucking beating me loud, huh?
Oh, yeah,
he was going off that night. He's got this new hickory stick, and he fucking goes off with that thing. He was really lacing into me. Apparently, he found out some bad news that his ex-wife was fucking his brother or something like that, and he went off the fucking deep end, man. Just fucking... First time he used fists. You know, usually he hits me with the stick and just fucking whacks away. This time he dropped the stick and, you know, he fought me like fucking 30 style boxing, you know, putting the dukes up. He's like, put your dukes up. I'm like, I got fucking no dukes. So, man, relax. Anyways, you guys said you were going to untie me, so maybe you should untie me. Somebody said that,
come
right?
Come on, let's untie him.
Yeah, great.
Sure.
Great. Wow, your new friend's not a bad kid. Hey, maybe you guys could help me down. It's fucking 3-foot drop. My legs aren't what they used to be.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Ah, yes, teamwork. That's nice to see. Ooh, the grass is soft.
Hey, go out for a pass.
Go out. With the football, you're going to throw it?
Yeah.
It's a little too big, you know? The football, if you guys had a tennis ball, I could see, but I got to catch it with my mouth, you know? I don't got no fingers you guys, so... A football, that could cause some damage. But what else?
Just give it a try.
Yeah, give it a try.
Come on. Fuck me. All right.
Good deep.
Ow! Fuck me in the goat ass! Shit! You fucking whizzed that thing!
Right in the eye, that must have hurt.
Fuck! That thing is pointy, fellas. You fucking a regular Starbuck over there.
You okay, goat?
Nah, you button hooked me. I didn't know you were gonna button hook me.
I think you got a knot there.
Huh?
A knot.
Yeah. You better not mention that again, you cocksucker. Anyways. What else, fellas? What are you doing? We should go get some beers and look at some girls
or whatever. We're going to the reggae festival.
Oh, the ragu festival.
Ragu reggae.
Yeah. I heard about that thing on the AM radio.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, sure. Sometimes the old man passes out and he leaves the AM radio on, so I get to hear the oldie songs. And some current event kind of things, you know, the DJs like to talk and whatnot.
That's cool.
I pay attention to them. It's not MTZ, you know, like you guys listen to, but it keeps me current. I don't watch the TV because I'm not allowed in the house. The fucking old man says, you come in the house, I'll give you an even worse beating. One time I went in the house, you know, and I know why he doesn't want me to go in there.
Why not?
Because the fucking house reeks worse than my nuts do. The fucking old man's got to get a maid. Anyways, so you got to go to the big Ragu show, eh?
Yeah.
The Ragu festival? Maybe I could tag along. That'd be fun. You know, we could do the mosh pit.
Well, actually...
Throw me around. Put me on the mosh pit. Pass me around. You know?
Yeah, goat.
Crank it up, fuckers.
Well,
what?
The goat's losing it.
No, we only have 3 tickets.
Boy, that hurts.
Yeah, but we're still going
to
go anyway.
You're going to go and you're going to have a good time, and I'm going to sit on the truck and fucking watch my cock get smaller. You know, fuck me.
So, Goat, how are the neighborhood kids treating you? They still shitting on you or what?
Yeah, you know, not as much as they used to.
That's
you fucking kids growing up, you guys would fuck with me.
No.
These kids are fucking, you know, little pansies compared to you. Except this one fat shit, Garaputo.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? The fucking 10-year-old little fucking wise guy.
Yeah.
He's a porker. That kid's a fat shit. He takes out his fat aggression on me, you know? To try to impress his friends. He's always fucking with me, throwing rocks at me and calling me stinky nuts. You know?
Oh, shit.
Fucking kid. One, he went overboard last week to make his friends laugh. He chucked a fucking cinder block at me. It was fucked up, you know? He chipped one of my horns. That kid's like a sick fuck, you know? He's gonna grow up and fucking kill someone. He's a fucking mental case. Keep your eye on him.
Okay.
But I'm gonna get even, man. He's gonna get too close to the truck one day. I'll bite his fucking ear off.
Oh, don't do that.
That's a fucking promise, man. You fuck with me too long, you get fucked with.
He's just a kid.
I know. I am all talk. Fuck me. I know. Well, I'm gonna bite his ear. I can even bite through the fucking rope. You know, I talk out my ass.
Right.
You guys are fun, though. So sit down.
Well, actually, we gotta get going to the show, you know?
Oh, you're getting off to the show. You're busy, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Gonna start soon.
Great, all right. Well, you guys have a good time. Hey, maybe you come back tomorrow, you know?
I don't know, Goat.
Bring that shit you guys always talk about. The fucking, the reefer. You guys always like to get high. I don't mind watching. I'll fuck with you guys while you're high.
Yeah, if there's any left after the show, we'll see.
Yeah, all right. I remember that time you guys came over stoned and you kept, you know, making me chase my tail. You guys had a good time. I'll do it again. I don't give a fuck. By the way, hey.
Yeah?
That time we went to the roller coaster ride when the old man was on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun time. I wanted to tell you that almost fucked me in the long run. We were, you remember the roller coaster ride when we were on the loop-de-loop?
Yeah, yeah.
And
right.
It took the fucking picture when we were up on the loop, and it took a picture of us.
Right. You were screaming.
I was screaming. I've never been on a roller coaster. You guys are used to that shit. Well, I fucking had the picture in the pickup truck, you know, of us on the roller coaster.
Right,
and the old man comes in. The old man comes home drunk, and he's like, what the fuck is this picture, you know? Were you on the roller coaster? Did you leave the truck? I fucking quit goat thinking. I go, they fucking superimposed me, man. What the fuck you want from me? You know what the old man says? He says, oh, okay. He's walking away. I hear him go, what superimposed? Fucking moron. Fucking moron. I loved it.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe tomorrow you guys come by. 8 o'clock. You know, a little earlier, we'll fucking hook up. I'll tell you why. I know the old man's going to be passed out because it's tax season. He gets fucking royally shit-faced. You know, when he finds out he has to pay fucking money.
Yeah,
we could go dancing or something. You should stop by.
It's gonna be kind of busy.
No, all right, you'll be busy. I'll be busy too, you know, sitting on the truck with the fucking rope tied around my neck. But that's fine. You guys really gotta go, though, huh?
Yeah, it's getting a little late.
All right, well, maybe before you go, you get me back on the truck. You know, it's a 3-foot thing. I can't fucking get up there.
Don't have the time.
Well, now you're fucking bullshitting me now, aren't you? Get me on the truck. Come on, help out.
Sorry, man. We gotta get out.
Alright. Alright, see you. Have fun.
Later, goat.
Have good mosh pitting!
Right.
Fuck me, I gotta get on this fucking truck. I hope I do not wake the old man, because he is fucking a lunatic lately. Alright, here we go. This fucking slippery thing. This ain't goat. Oh, shit.
What the hell's going on out there?
Nothing, old man. Just sitting on the pickup truck, tied to it as usual.
Because if you even think of getting off that truck, I'll take out my hickory stick and shove it up your smelly goat ass.
Okay, loud and clear. I understand, old man. Now go back to sleep. You got a big day of drinking and beating the fuck out of me tomorrow, so get your rest.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Good night, goat.
Good night, old man. Good night.
Are you a business owner looking to promote your business in a fun, unique, and effective way? You've tried many traditional media sources but haven't received the results you were hoping for? It's time to disrupt your marketing with Disruption Networks. With competitive rates and direct target marketing, Disruption Network takes the guessing out of targeting the right audience. Don't just advertise. Be a part of the Disruption team. Check out DisruptionNetworks.com or download the app. Email us, sales@DisruptionNetworks.com, to see how we can help grow your business.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. but the times, they are changing. Some writers and critics, you prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are changing. Some senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. For the battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are changing.
All right, we're live. What's going on, everybody? Matt Major, Disruption Networks. We are at the Great Adirondack Barbecue Festival in the beautiful Adirondack Mounds here in Old Forge, New York.
It is both great and barbecue.
It is. It's also Adirondack.
Indeed.
We got Strawberry Tart, Phil Fard, and myself, Matt Major.
What's up?
On the mic. I'm a little drunk, fellas. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I can tell.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
I haven't been drunk in a very long time.
I'm trying to get there.
Weren't you drunk yesterday?
I was not.
Oh.
I had like 3 beers yesterday. Today I've had more.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
You definitely, how are you not like a one beer girl? I mean, I know you work at a brewery, so I feel like that has something to do with it. But
uh-huh. What do you mean by one beer girl?
You said you're trying to get drunk. It's like, how are you not drunk already? You weigh like 72 pounds.
Because I ate along with
that
my beer.
That will do it. That will do it.
I had that pulled pork Sunday. I was so happy. It was beautiful. It was grand. Everything that I could have loved and dreamed.
Oh, now, you know what I want now? I want ice cream.
Yeah, they had that here.
I know. I saw kids with it.
Well, chicken is going to give me ice cream as an apology from earlier.
Yeah.
And if you missed on the show, what chicken did is he decided to spill chicken reggies all over my book bag. Lovely.
Yeah, we got to give a shout out. We've got all this fantastic barbecue, and then we got our buddy from Billy's Restaurant, which is right here in downtown Old Forge. He cooked us dinner. He showed up here with a complete tray of riggies and sausage, and some more of these hot peppers, and he fed us like kings. And fucking chicken dropped it all into Strawberry Tart's book bag.
Dude, yeah. It's like you took the plate, filled it with Riggies,
and then just
put it in your bag
in.
And just unloaded it in your bag.
But you know what? He's making up for it. He is getting me an apology ice cream.
Well, that is a solid
good for
move.
Him. He's a good guy.
I was saying, there's less Riggies in the garbage cans right now. Like,
right.
I've never seen anything like it. And your D-head is destroyed completely.
It's absolutely destroyed.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He took like 8 scoops and then he just poured them straight into her bag.
Fair. The plate was being crowded, I gotta say. Like, I was.
Oh.
I turned around and I didn't know Sumner was like right next to me.
Well,
like,
yeah, you attacked Sumner at the same time.
And I just kind of completely just hit his stomach with the plate and the whole thing just tipped.
To
right
be
up
fair,
up.
Strawberry, you got a load of Riggies in your bag.
Uh-huh.
Poor Jay. I don't know where Jay went. He got it all over his shirt.
Yeah,
so he had to walk around with it.
Oh, okay. All right, that is worse. I have to agree.
So now it's just going to look like Jay Sumner ate Riggies.
It looks like...
That's all that's going to look like.
It looks like, guys, that our timing was dead on, and the band is taking a break, which means I'm going to fire up the PA a little bit so the crowd can hear us, which means keep your dirty words to a minimum, please. There's children.
Understood.
Children present. Motherfuckers.
You had to get one in, didn't
you? I had to. But we are here with the Disruption Networks, broadcasting live on the internets from the Great Adirondack Barbecue Fest.
So grand.
And if they do like an encore and they start playing, let me know. I'll turn the mic down. I don't want to do that. But I thought it looked like they were taking a break. Oh, we got the announcements here. We'll see what happens.
I want to just make our own announcement. And the winner is Smokes Weed.
Those are good times. There's quite a crowd gathered here. You know the folks are serious when they bring their own
food.
Seats.
Billy's walking over here with more food.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh,
that's his food.
That can't be. Yeah, there's no way. That can't
be. Jason Wonder, this is how you don't. serve your sauce on the side.
I've
been around the business a little bit, but this is not how I'm supposed to get this fucking thing back to my house.
Good luck.
I'm probably more prone to drink this on the trip home than actually get it to where it's supposed to go.
I feel like that might be a thing.
Hey, Billy, what happened to your tie-dye shirt?
Pardon me?
What happened to your tie-dye shirt?
I was coming back, and I had a feeling I might be, you know, maybe be on air or whatever. If there's another picture taken, I wanted
to... Oh, you want to look professional.
You want to do.
Yeah.
I didn't shower or anything. I just changed shirts.
Okay. All right.
No.
By the way, Billy, we shared it. We told everybody that's listening to us that thank you so much again for this fantastic food, man.
You know what? I hope you enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, then...
No, we enjoyed it.
Strawberry liked it so much she's stealing some home in her bag.
Yeah.
Bag.
Yeah, Chicken dumped it straight into her bag. So it was.
Yeah, we had a little.
No, he actually.
Get those peppers out.
Like,
there.
He actually dumped
little,
it in.
To go.
He actually dumped it into my bag. Like, my bag is ruined.
Yeah. The ecological thing that you.
It's all good.
It's fine.
I appreciate that. That's a lot of effort, though.
It'll remind her to eat at Billy's restaurant in Old Forbes next time she comes here.
No, it will. I'll smell it, and I'll be like, hey, I got to go to Billy's.
You guys. Have a blast, man. I really am
Hey, thank you.
For work.
Thank you so
much,
man.
Thank you so much,
Billy. Thanks, Billy.
There's the staff's food and their sauce.
And again, if you want to, if you're listening right now, you want to see a photo of what Billy brought us for dinner, it's up on the Disruption Network's Facebook page. Man. And, of course, if you are in Old Forge, New York, at any time vacationing, the best vacation spot, I believe, in New York State, stop at Billy's. Make your dinner plans at his restaurant because you will not be disappointed. Unless he just cooks awesome food for us and not for his restaurant, which I find hard to believe, I think you're going to have probably the best dining experience you could possibly have. So check that out. We got Strawberry Tart. We got her man watching in the wings, Larry O'Grady, chilling.
Hi, honey.
Drinking the beers, trying to catch up with us.
Can I just blow up Chicken Spot really
please,
quick?
Please, please do.
Like, he's doing a no-call, no-show right now, so I want to apologize on behalf of Disruption to O'Donnell's. He's not going to be at work today.
Oh, shoot.
So we're calling in for him. We're like his mom right now.
He's been trying. He was talking about this. He's been trying forever to get his day
off.
He
knew this event was going on for years, so.
He is the one that booked it.
Yes. No, I'm the one that booked it, but he is the one that is involved, so he should know about this.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. So they're doing the competition right now, and they're giving away the trophies.
Cool.
This is pretty cool. Max is up there. Yo, you know what? The wireless will reach, I think, Phil. Do you want to kind of walk closer to the crowd and give us a play-by-play about the announcements?
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
I thought you might. We've got the great Adirondack Barbecue Fest here in Old Forge, New York. And, of course, we're handing out awards. But that does not mean this thing is over. It's far from over, in fact. We've got entertainment. We got live music straight till 10 p.m. at least. Here on Disruption Networks.
All right, I'm at the stage now, and Max is about to pull some bingo numbers.
Yeah,
I'm actually breaking up a little bit.
I love how everybody just pulled out their lawn chairs too, and they're just kind of sitting around.
Well, that's how you know it's a good event when folks bring their own chairs to the concert.
Yeah.
You could just come talk to Carla if you want, Phil, because that's probably more interesting.
Yeah, if you're going to go to a beer tent, go to the beer tent next to our booth because Carla's super hot, dude. She's like, what are you, like 5'11 or something? She's so hot.
Oh. Now she's creeped
she's
out.
Got pigtails. This, no, she's used to this.
She won't even talk to you.
This
see?
Is our. This
oh, you're
is,
used
yeah.
to it.
That's cool.
This so is our friendship consists of.
You're well versed in Farta.
Is this the same professional model, Carla? Riley,
yeah,
that
it's
I'm
the same.
Of?
Yeah, it's the same professional model. Yeah,
that's what I thought. I've seen her on magazine
what?
Covers and things. Seriously, that's not. I'm not even making that up.
Why would you not want to?
She
beer
looks
from
real
her?
Plain right now, but I'm telling you,
that's
guys,
a shoot.
She cleans up real nice.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
She's looking pretty steamy to me.
Yeah, she's
hey, Carla, right. In case you're wondering, I am not the creepy one of the Disruption Network, so hi, my name's
the
Z.
Fact that she knows to stay away from Phil Farta actually makes her slightly more attractive.
Look
to
at
me.
The distance she's got between her and Farta.
And she couldn't there's be like, any further away.
There's like two beer pong tables away.
This is a legit chick right here.
She's staying right there in her little bubble. She's happy.
A lot of people are clapping. I'm assuming things are being announced
oh,
that
yeah,
we don't care about.
They're giving away trophies.
Yeah, I can't really hear what's happening.
Yeah, they it's should like probably they got, use the microphones.
I was going to say, Max is just yelling.
You know, there's speakers taller than him standing next to him. He should probably...
Or he's talking into a microphone, but not, it's not doing anything.
Somebody should...
Matt Major, it looks like you just won a trophy, dude.
Yeah, hey,
this guy.
Wow.
Oh, my God, that guy looks just like you.
Wow.
Congratulations, Matt.
Hey, thanks. And do what I can.
It's the Canadian trophy.
Yeah.
The trophy was a maple leaf.
Canadian, eh?
Hey. My Canadiacs.
What's that, for like the best maple rub?
The maple rub.
For the nicest competitor.
You know, this in the back of the crowd, I know you guys aren't paying attention, but this mascot thing that we've been trying to figure out what the fuck it is still wandering around back here and scaring children.
I don't know what kind of animal that is.
No one has been able to figure this out.
Whoever's inside of that thing has got to be so warm.
I'm pretty sure it was just the cheapest mascot contest or costume you could rent. And like,
you could buy it on
most
Amazon.
Likely.
I bet the inside of that costume smells really lovely.
We'll go with the barbecue wolf. There you go.
It looks like a family has won a trophy over here. There's a family.
It's probably a team, Phil. It's probably a barbecue team.
Well, no, they look like they're...
All right, they all look
like
the same?
They're related, yeah. It's like a husband and wife and kids.
Fair enough.
Oh, that's nice. 10th place. He just said 10th place.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of places.
Yeah, they're going to do...
We're going to be here for a while.
Hey, Sadie! Sadie!
Oh, no, no.
Man, my dog's about to get in a rumble right now. With
your dog is the size of a cat.
Uh-huh, and she will kill...
And it's trying to go after a husky that's the size of me. What's funny is the husky could give a shit.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's like, why is this thing yipping at me?
It's like a mosquito to the husky.
It's like, excuse me, folks, what's happening right now? Excuse me?
We just saw all-out puppy war here at the Adirondack Barbecue Festival. Yeah.
Well, right after the award ceremony, the dog fights start. So they're just warming them up, man.
Michael Vick's coming?
He's making a special appearance.
It's true.
They're at eighth place.
Eighth place.
Right now.
All right, you're all winners to me.
Phil, you got your phone handy?
And these guys brought their dogs, too.
All right.
These guys brought their dog. I love it, how they think it's Westminster.
Says the guy who brought three dogs.
Yeah, but I'm not in the competition.
That's fair. Oh, they brought their dogs right up to the stage.
Right
I
up
see.
To the stage. Yeah. They're collecting the trophy with their dog.
Well, maybe that bitch picked out the best pig.
The trophy's part of the dog's part of the family.
Maybe that's part of their barbecue secret. They're like, we're going to let Rover pick out which hog we're going to slaughter this month.
Maybe it's Rover's piss that adds to the rub.
Maybe they let it chew on the meat before they, it's like a tenderizing deal.
I'll tell you, who's ever announcing the awards, like they're...
Not really announcing
they're not
much?
Really selling it, yeah. They're just like sixth place, Bob's place.
You know, we offered Max MC services.
Yeah.
You know, that was...
Well, that's a big upcharge.
Part of the proposal.
That's an upcharge. Oh.
I think it's actually it's Max doing the announcement.
I think we've talked him into it for next year.
Retract all everything I said.
Do they want to use our sound system?
I know.
It's low. It's like it seems like it should be.
It's not going
louder.
Through the massive
right
speakers that everything else has happened with that were blowing us out of the park here.
It should also be a lot more exciting.
Yeah, it's just a little more pep. Would.
They're announcing it.
And the next winner is...
Like graduations. Like you go like...
This is barbecue, not Ultimate Fighting, guys.
Come on up.
It almost sounds like the Westminster Dog Club.
Yeah. It's still a competition, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, smoking weed.
Did they win?
I don't know.
We'll never know.
I'm pulling for them and my chickling.
We won because we got this Billy's Restaurant catering tray here.
Damn right we won.
They're number one in our book.
I'm over barbecue altogether. This is just phenomenal pasta.
I'm about to give Carla a trophy.
That's not what they call it these days, Phil.
So she really cleans up nice, huh?
She's fucking... She's steamy as it is. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Matt's drunk.
I am fucking hammered.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I haven't been drunk in years.
Oh.
It's a true story.
Oh, this is nice.
What about the prom?
Dude, I had like six beers. Dude, I start heavy and then just stop.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, where is it? Like,
what do you got? Is there a big upset, Phil?
No, I just his microphone is coming out of some like random speaker in the sky.
Is this golf? Is this like the end of a golf tournament we're watching right now?
The Masters.
Shh. Max is about to hand the trophy to this husband and wife couple. Their marriage was falling apart, but this trophy is going to bring them back together.
Here's the swing.
Look at that. They're going to have sex tonight for the first time in years. They're going to make love next to the trophy.
I understand, Phil. He may inseminate her.
Third place. Dr. Burrow, third place.
Burrow.
See, this is Ellen, another
my
one.
My proctologist?
I love how they accept a trophy with their dogs. This is awesome.
They should, yeah.
Well, Tori, we need to get in these competitions.
This is barbecue fest, see?
Because, like, what? What if they go up and just let the dog run wild?
There was somebody walking their pet cow around here. What the fuck are you talking about?
Didn't we name him Sebastian, or was
that? Yeah, that's a little Sebastian, as far as I'm concerned.
They've been bringing their dogs.
I call him Little Delicious.
Like, oh, veal.
Fire down below with second place.
Yeah, all right. How about
there
that?
You go.
Yeah.
Now he's cranking it up a notch now.
See? Well, he's getting excited. We're almost at the end.
And ladies and gentlemen, the grand prize winner.
Can we start blasting the final countdown out of these?
The final count. That's what we should.
Just turn it up and I'll do the song.
We should just help him out.
Thanks, Liz.
You're welcome.
You're listening live on the D to the Great Adirondack Barbecue Festival.
The trophy presentation.
Oh, look at this. Jay Stevens found
Jay
a stick.
Jay Stevens hanging out with a stick.
There it is. First place.
My money muscle.
Pulling my money muscle.
Pulling my money muscle.
Yeah, we talked to those guys, actually. Nice.
I like it.
You know what? I just realized the first place trophy is exactly the same as all the other trophies.
Do we
well,
know
yeah,
what
it just says first place on it.
It says first place on it, yeah.
Do we know what category that's for?
Yeah, is that a whole category?
Yeah,
that's for pulling their meat.
All right.
That was the category for
I've won that category.
I usually finish first in that category.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have entered.
Larry, do you have a pepper?
And second place incredible for pulling their meat was Phil Farda.
No way he ever comes in
I'd
second.
Like to thank Carl O'Reilly at the beer tent and Liz for helping me out.
Oh, you're welcome, hon.
All right, now we're going to the chicken.
He's right here.
Yeah, these guys, they should get to do a speech.
Really?
Well, first place should.
I'd like to thank Kyle.
First place should, yeah.
You know? I'd like,
otherwise, we'd be here all night. Yeah.
I'd like to thank Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Colonel. I'd like to thank Dinosaur Barbecue for the inspiration.
Sweet baby Ray.
And you can't forget about the Almighty Lord above for shining down on me every day and make sure I do this barbecue properly.
Aunt Jemima.
I'd like to thank Babe, our pet that we slaughtered to make this win possible.
So this is the chicken category?
This the ribs or pork butts. Actually, I'm looking forward to the pork butts competition.
Yeah, I like some butts.
Yeah, who doesn't like some pork butts? You know?
It was a wild time, man. It's really the most incredible event we've had all summer.
Hey, you know what? This is right now is my favorite event we've done thus far. Pig's pajama. See, this is the pork butts competition. No, turn the PA up, damn it.
Yeah.
Did you just figure that out?
You should have used ours.
They went through 10 people. Seriously. And somebody was like, we can't hear you.
To be fair, that's usually a crowd thing. Usually the crowd's good about going, hey, we can't hear you. Yeah.
I'm sorry, though, but if I got 10th place, I'm not going to want my picture taken with the fucking promoter. I'm sorry.
We're
not on.
Everybody beat you.
No, man.
You know what I mean?
I mean, if it's 10 out of 30,
I still don't want my picture taken. If I placed in 10th,
right.
Why am I getting my picture taken with the organizer?
Let me tell you a quick story. We did a comedy competition, and it was like top three places got to move on, and they won a prize. And me and my buddy Blair went. This is back in the day. And they did the top three. They announced them. And then they were like, we want to just give a special honorable mention. Bring these next two guys up. They were right there on the cusp. And then Blair and Phil, they bring us up. It's like, God damn it, dude. Now we got to go up and pretend like we're not sad that we lost and shit.
Right.
You don't win anything, but come on up and we'll
take a picture.
Tell you how close you were.
Here's your ribbon, son. Here's your gray ribbon.
They used to do that on American Idol. They tell you who was eliminated, and then they made them sing. Like, really? And we just dashed all your hopes. Now dance like monkey.
Dance, monkey, dance. Yeah.
Lance is now stealing shoes from children over here.
Uncle Lance.
Or as I like to call them, his peers.
That's accurate.
Right? Doesn't Lance is like a toddler that got hit with a big ray.
I don't know. Jay's 4-year-old is kicking his ass right now. So.
Yeah, well, that's because it's a battle of wits. That's why.
Hi, Joey.
It's the Disruption Network's crew. We are live at the Great Adirondack Barbecue Festival. Coming up tonight, we've got, I don't know, what the hell, what band is playing, buddy?
Kinky Katie.
No, I don't think she's coming. Well, she is coming up on the D.
Yeah. I think Kiki Katie is my spirit animal.
She's a cool chick, man.
I feel like I'd probably get along with her, right?
No.
She's just
I feel
she's
like
just
you already
good
banged
people.
Her.
She's married.
Is she?
Yeah.
To me.
Well.
No, that's not true.
You can check her out tonight at 9:30. She starts out with the Fast Cast, which is pretty cool. It's a previous episode of her show. She plays in Fast Forward. So it sounds like chipmunks talking about dildos.
Cool. Yeah.
It's great. And then she goes live at 10 p.m. All right here on the D. Stick around.
Can you not say dildos in front of my mom?
Well, she can't hear us. I don't have headphones on.
I'm kidding.
We got the PA down. These children don't know about dildos. I mean, if they knew more about dildos, they might not exist. But
I'd like to write a blog about pickles called Dill Do's and Don'ts.
Really, all Daddy wanted was a blowjob, but...
Yeah. And coming in 19th place...
I mean, to be fair, if you drove from states away, I'd like to be in some place again.
Wow, these guys are cleaning up with their dog over here.
Look at this little puppy.
What do they got, Phil?
Oh, my
That's
God.
A chocolate lab is what that
That's
is.
That's a chocolate. Is it cute?
Aww.
Oh, my God. That thing is.
Look at that bitch.
Wow. That's about as cute as you can get. If you're a dog, if you're a puppy, it's about as cute as you can get. Right
it really there. Is.
For real.
I can't even make fun of that.
And if you're a woman, this is about as cute as you can get right here.
It's a chocolate lab puppy that's about, you know, like it was born yesterday. It's the cutest thing ever.
It's adorable. Hello.
Holy. Girl's got a pair of legs that make an ass out of themselves.
I like the way their legs come together and make an ass out of themselves.
She's hot.
Way to make a blunt.
Yeah, because we didn't.
I'll make a blunt, all right.
I like how Strawberry's like, Jesus, what the
Strawberry,
fuck?
Go talk to her. Strawberry, go get her.
What? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She's got a little kid with her.
Well,
oh,
okay.
I don't know.
Tell her to leave the kid and come over here.
Can you leave your kid so we can sexually harass you,
right.
ma'am? Here, let this
she
guy watch
She is really
it.
Pretty, though. I have
Just leave the kid with Lance.
Right? Somebody's got to watch Lance. Hey kid, make sure Lance doesn't do anything stupid.
Okay.
I'll try.
All right, we're in the brisket category. 10th place. Sweet beef.
Sweet.
Look, here's another dog and a Rottweiler. Look at they're cleaning up and dude, they've got like 4 10th places right now.
What'd you do at the festival? Swept 10th place.
We placed 4th. We placed 10th 4 times.
We're consistently not the best.
I got the honorable mention.
Most improved.
We got 10th place, the most improved. Pulling my money muscle. They're another one that's been cleaning up around here. They went from
first to ninth.
First to ninth.
So I
it's all in different categories.
Yeah, but this is brisket. Maybe brisket's not their thing.
Yeah. Well, at least they place, though. You know, ninth place.
I'll
that's
be honest. Brisket's boring to me.
Out of 12?
No. No, Larry gave me a piece of brisket earlier. It was unbelievable.
Don't get me wrong. There's great biscuit. I enjoy it. But I think compared to some of the other things. I
think what you ate was a biscuit. That belonged to Petey. Yeah.
Biscuit. Yeah, I'm a little fat tongued at the moment. Tend to stumble over my words a little bit.
If you guys didn't know this, calories doesn't count at the Great Adirondack Barbecue Fest.
Not at all, dude.
Not at all.
Well, I mean, it's 90% of what we're eating
Carl,
is pure meat.
Carl, are you
meat.
On Tinder right now? Because if you, I want to talk to you about your matches. Because I'm
all
striking out here. Yeah.
The matches are all of them.
He's not doing good in Old Forge.
Phil, don't look now, but the hot chick's coming back.
Okay.
She wants a beer for her kid now. That can't be her kid, right? It's got to be like a little sister.
No, that's you think that's her daughter? That can't be her daughter, right?
No.
No, that's like...
She looks like she's 20. That kid's like an 8-year-old.
I mean, it could be. It happens.
If that's true, she's wilder than we thought.
Yeah, she's... No, all right. Carla's
talking horrible about this poor lady.
That it can't be her kid.
Yeah.
So mathematically, just can't be her kid.
Carla agrees. Ask Carla when her next magazine cover is coming out.
I'm not going to ask her that.
All right, don't.
Matt wants me to ask how much you weigh.
Jesus.
I'm not gonna ask.
What a dick.
Can I get a beer, Carla? Can I have a shock top? Yeah, got, no, any, I know. Yeah, I'm not.
You know, we got free beer over here, right, Phil?
No, but I don't. I want to support Carla's modeling career.
You want to see her turn around.
That's all. Yeah, look at this.
And he wants to put something in her jar. Tip jar.
Tip
jar.
Just the tip.
She gave me this look like, you know, I can't just give you beer, right? Well, if that's the case, never mind then.
All right, we're slowly creeping up on the third, second, and first place.
Are
we? In brisket, yeah.
What are we in, place 19 now?
Right around 17.
This is Casey Kasem's Top 40 Countdown.
Yeah. Keep reaching for those stars.
Later, man.
Hey, we'll see you guys. Have
Jay's
a good
taking
time.
The family
bye.
Home.
Bye. Bye, Jay. There you go. I'm glad you didn't break anything of mine.
I'm assuming the pretty lady in the teal is Jay's girl, right? That's his wife right there?
Yes.
That's Krista.
Yeah. Yes.
She's got cataracts, if you didn't know.
She seems too hot for him. I don't know.
That's what
that?
I'm saying. She can't see well.
A little bit out of his league, yeah.
All right.
What do we got now?
We're counting down.
I can hear like every third announcement.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Should somebody say something? Should we go and tell them? Or?
I mean, at this point, it's almost over, Phil.
Yeah.
Right. Well, no, actually.
Look at the table. They got to give away all those trophies.
There's still like 50 more trophies on the table.
Somebody, Chicken, go talk to the sound guy. Tell him to turn this shit up.
I think we're going to have more fun talking to Carla.
Yeah, that's true.
She's amazing.
I think Carla
Fire
should.
Down Below is cleaning up the fourth place victories, so I'll tell you right now.
Talking about Fire Down Below and Carla
Fire
in the same sentence.
Fire Down Below has
that's
had
a
four fourth place victories so far.
It's got a whole new
four
meaning
of
right
them.
There. They are solidly fourth.
Quattro.
If you go through the first three options, Fire they are down the ones to go to.
They should change it to Fire Down the Quattro.
I don't think they really want to be there, Phil. John. Or fucking, what the hell is your name? Z? Call you eight different things.
I think you had one beer too many.
No, sweetheart, I haven't had nearly enough.
Yeah.
Who won that?
I don't know. It's hard to hear.
It's hard to hear, yeah.
Well, we're also wearing headphones.
I feel like the more
no,
you
I got mine off. I took mine off.
I feel like the more UCs I drink, the more my hearing gets impaired. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like the more UCs I drink, the better this barbecue is.
So I think overall it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Drink the UC.
It's the flavor saver.
All right, guys, here comes the first place
here
victory.
Shh. Larry Doty for the birdie.
Here it comes. Max Cohen stepping up. First place.
First case brisket.
Pistol Pack and Piggy.
They are your number one brisket here at the Great Adirondack Barbecue Fest.
Got any samples?
Yeah, why are we not eating that right now, Z?
How do I know they're the best?
Why do we not have Phil Farda waiting on the other side of this awards thing going, you just won the best brisket in Central New York?
Hey, you want to say something?
What are you doing now?
On it.
I'm going to Disneyland.
I don't think I can reach, though. I don't have the... Yeah, I'm cutting out here, man.
Wow. You really shouldn't, though. That doesn't make any sense.
That's as far as I can get.
I don't know what's happening here.
I bet if we put fresh bread...
These things normally go for a mile.
Maybe it's my headphones dropping.
Could be.
It probably is the headphones more than anything.
No, I'm hearing it.
Yeah, put those up.
I'm hearing the static as well.
Fire Down Below.
Now, what do they win? What are we in?
Dude, Fire Down Below has had like five ribbons so far.
Up to barbecue. So when we need it, what you going to do is... Number seven, Sweet Heat Barbecue.
Oh, hey, Chicken's here.
Six, Golden Money Muscle. Number five, Good Smoke.
Oh, he's flying through this.
Yeah, now he is. How did it? Doesn't even give him time to get up there.
Number three, Moon River.
Now,
second place overall, the reserve grand
champion. Here we go. Second place overall in the Great Adirondack Barbecue Fest.
Dr. Pearl.
There it is.
They also make great
shirts.
Yeah. Suits and shirts.
That's Dr. Scholl.
You don't know what's going on, right?
I don't think Dr. Scholl.
Is it a barbecue off? I need a good suit. What is it?
Sue.
Well, right Who's now
Sue?
They're giving away There's Best Sue. Dog Hi, Awards.
How are you?
Okay.
Literally everyone coming to collect the award has a dog with them.
Yeah.
We have the best dog
out,
right
everything
here.
I'm about
what
to
you
say
saying?
Is
going to
make less and less sense. So, just warning the listeners.
That leaves us
Here's the best overall ever.
The winner
anything.
Overall.
You're all winners.
There's literally a crown for
and
this.
Now Max put it on, so it's ruined.
One and only Shortsville Smokers.
Yeah, Shortsville. Straight out of Shortsville.
Shortsville Short Smokers. Shorts. Best overall. Right here in Old Forge, the Great Adirondack Barbecue Fest.
I was pretty partial to smoking weed.
This is a Kansas City barbecue sanctioned event. The winners of these will
crowned.
Be able to go on to the national event that you've seen on television and all those other
imagine
things.
That, like Max takes it off of his sweaty head and puts it onto your sweaty head.
Right.
Now you're one with the festival. You become part of the
these
event.
Folks barbecue for a living, Phil. Yeah. They're not worried about a little sweat.
Oh, no, they ain't, man. This is great. Shortsville.
You know what this festival is missing? An eating competition.
Yeah,
I was thinking that, dude. I think they're hard to get approved, though, because you got to throw the health codes and stuff with it.
Is there?
I think it's a problem.
Makes sense.
That we could just run our own.
Well, all we need is Masucci.
He's my odds-on favorite.
I mean, he just happens to be the only competitive food eater you know, though. What is that dog having an orgasm? What's happening right now?
Huh?
He's old. Old puppy.
That's old dog face?
That's old dog face. That's right. What that is.
Fair enough.
Oh, but he's so cute.
Chicken
you know,
stole
you
my
can't
fucking
hate
seat.
Him. Oh, he's so cute.
It's okay, buddy.
Oh, that's a good burp. I give that about a 6.
That is a 6.
This lady's making a speech, but I can't hear.
Nobody wants to listen to the speech. We'll only turn up the music.
Oh, they're cleaning up.
Clap. Just
Shortsville
clap.
Is cleaning clap. Up.
Wow.
Jay's coming over, hanging out, trying not to catch another shirt full of pasta. Jay, you know the sound guy? You should probably tell him he's fired.
I know a good sound guy for next year, so keep me in the loop. I can't give you the stage, though.
So this is like looks like a couple. Looks like a husband and wife from Shortsville won this thing.
The only thing they're missing is their dog.
He's wearing the crown. You think they make love tonight and he keeps the crown on?
I would.
He's got to, right? You got to. You win this thing, you got to wear the crown.
You're the king, baby. You're the king. You can get real barbecue sauce over each other as an aphrodisiac? Because I kind of want to do that. I'm not going to lie.
There's more great music coming up, too, in just a little bit with Jimmy Wolf. Great blues player, man.
What do you think, Strong?
Boy rips.
Think of what?
You and Larry bring home a little barbecue sauce tonight.
Mmm.
Get a little wild.
Mmm.
It's the new chocolate sauce.
Uh-huh.
Have you and Larry ever banged in barbecue sauce before?
We have not, but that's a good idea.
That's a good time. You know what you do? Can I give a little recommendation?
Sure.
Rip down the shower curtain.
Yeah.
Put it on the kitchen floor.
There you
smother
go.
It with barbecue sauce.
Oh, jeez.
Have at it.
It's what Tori and Z did last night.
It is.
OMG.
It's a little message from good old Uncle Z.
Oh.
That's why Tori's got that smile
you.
On her face.
Brilliant.
Kitty, see,
that's why
boobies.
Tori's skin looks so amazing. It's actually barbecue sauce.
Tori's boobs taste great in barbecue sauce. You have no idea. A little bullseye on it. Oh,
a little bit of sweet boobies, Ray.
Larry, what do you think of that?
You can't hear us.
You can't hear me.
You can't hear us.
Can't hear me. All right, I'll bring up the idea later on.
Later when you leave, you just wink at him and go barbecue sauce.
You'd be like, you know what Uncle Z told me?
I mean, he likes barbecue, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he does.
Hey, let's get a picture of this trophy, though. Can you grab him?
There's a trophy.
Ooh, this right here, this guy?
Yeah, tell him to come over here. We'd like to grab a picture of his trophies. Right in front of the cop. And hand the cop the joint, too.
Yeah. See if he wants to get high.
Hey, when you guys have a moment, do you want to come and speak with us about your victory?
Yeah.
This guy's like, yeah, I'll send my wife
Wait, can
film.
You grab the trophies? We want to take a picture of them.
This guy just made the ultimate male cardinal mistake. He literally sent his
he
wife with
know
Phil.
Me. Yeah. Hi.
This is
welcome.
Not, this is not a smart move.
So we got to, I'm going to hand this off.
Oh, no, I guess I'll. I don't want her to hear us.
Just turn it on. She's got to hear us. She's like, oh, no, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This poor
She's
girl.
A little nervous.
She came here to barbecue. She
Why does a dude from Anthrax want to talk to me?
Welcome to the Disruption Network's tent. You guys are
pistol packing piggies.
And you got two trophies. What did you guys win today?
We won first place in brisket and eighth place in pulled pork.
That's awesome.
Wicked, man. First place. So this was, obviously you guys probably had a good time here. Is it just, it looks like you and your husband maybe?
Yep, that's just the two of us.
And you're a duo, right? And that was so you cleaned up. What was it? First place. What was your first place?
Brisket, beef brisket.
Brisket's amazing. We've been having some good food all weekend long. But
How long you been doing this thing? How long did it take you to perfect that brisket?
Oh, we're probably going on at least eight years now. In the past, our brisket has normally ended up on the walls of the trailer. It's been a very tough meat to try and get to, and this year so far, it seems to be working out really well.
That's awesome.
I noticed this is a huge victory, right? Are you guys super excited?
Yeah, no, we are. This has been a great venue. It's beautiful here. We're hoping to go down and walk around Old Forge, and it's been a great weekend weather-wise, too. We can't complain.
Can I ask you a question? Where are you from?
We are from Ottawa, Canada.
I knew that.
Yeah,
there it is.
I heard the oot. I knew she was Canadian. That's where it's at.
In Canada, you know what I'm known as in Canada?
What's that?
Zed.
Oh, well, yeah. You know.
Zed.
That's kind of cooler than it is here.
Yeah.
But has this always been a husband and wife adventure, or did you have a team? Is this like a bonding experience?
It's only ever been the two of us. He's really the cook. He gets up in the middle of the night and starts to cook. Can you swear on the radio? I'm the kitchen bitch. I do all of the dirty work. He gets to stay up all night and cook. So this is really his.
That's awesome.
But you're holding them trophies, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
And the money.
You're also the accountant, too.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Without you, it wouldn't be a thing.
Exactly.
So you're still doing some good work. Don't worry about it.
Can we get a picture of those trophies right here? Do you want to pose with them? You and Farda could pose together.
Yeah, I want to be in this photo.
Hang on.
Did you and your husband connect over meat? Here, out in the sun? Yeah, all right. It's like a wedding photo shoot.
Yeah. This is awesome. We're live at the Great Adirondack Barbecue Fest.
How did you meet your husband?
We met at work. It's nothing fancy.
Are you police officers?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You can tell.
Did you just guess that, Farda?
What? No, maybe they have relatives or something. It's not a wild assumption.
All right.
Well, you guys ever handcuffed each other?
Of course, dude.
Come on, be honest.
That's got to be.
We're out of the district.
This is barbecue competition. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you won first place. How are you going to celebrate? What are you like? Do you make love on brisket or something at least?
Those secrets back in the
trailer.
Yeah,
exactly.
Good answer.
That's the same as the secret recipe. She's not disclosing that.
Right. You got to celebrate. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys.
If we want to find you, listeners and viewers, if you have a website or a page they can go to find you?
Facebook under Pistol Pack and Piggies.
That's awesome.
Facebook, Pistol Pack and Piggies.
Thank you, and congratulations and on your victory there.
Congrats. Go enjoy the day and celebrate.
Much hard work rewarded. That's always the best thing.
Thank you.
You could possibly do. Did you really? You can really sniff a cop from like miles away, can't you, Phil?
How'd you do that, dude? Did you see a gun or a badge?
Did somebody tell you that?
I don't know.
They were both in incredible shape.
Yeah, she does look like a cop.
And she was super hot, and she said, "Oot."
Oot.
Which kind of put her over the edge right there.
Well, we just chased her out of here.
Yeah, right. Started talking, take your dick oot. What? I got it. She was hot, man.
She really was. Her husband's got the right idea, though. Like, he does the work and let her be the spokesperson for the operation.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, here comes my favorite person of the entire event.
Yeah, hey. I think you should go interview her.
I call her White Shorts.
Why don't we get her on the air?
Why don't we? Because I can't walk towards her now. I'm fully erect. I can't. What am I doing?
Because you've been hanging out with Carlo.
We should send the flash.
Yeah, look at this. She's got like, Jesus. It's like, you know how sometimes you get under boob? She's got under butt.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
that shelf, that little ass shelf.
It's absolutely amazing.
Also, this is the most glorious thing on earth.
If there was an award for ass, she would win it first place.
Hey, since the band isn't playing, I'm going to turn the PA up.
Okay.
So watch your language and your comments about the chick that we're sexually harassing.
Understood.
It is the Disruption Network's crew broadcasting live right here from the Great Adirondack Barbecue Fest in Old Forge.
Bring it down a little.
I got it. Right. I can hear. My ears work as well.
Right. One of us has been drinking.
Yes, it's true.
And by one of us, I mean everybody.
We got the whole Disruption Network's crew. That's your buddy Phil Farda on the microphone. Utica's favorite son, comedian extraordinaire, proprietor of Stage Time Trivia, the best local bar trivia you can play in Central New York. We've got Utica's power couple hanging out with us today. Comedian Larry O'Grady.
Hey, hey.
Co-host of the nominated Best Afternoon Radio Show, The Matt Major Show.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberry Tart hanging out with us.
What's up?
Strawberry and Larry.
Here in sunny Old Forge.
Straw Larry.
It's a good time. Are you guys having a good time?
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Time.
Larry kind of unexpectedly surprised his girlfriend by showing up here, which, you know, is half a surprise, half a I'm making sure you're not making out with Farda.
No, and I exactly, that's exactly what I said. I don't want you to resent me. I want you to, are you happy to see me? Are you not happy? Is it okay? It didn't come off like I'm checking up on you.
No, I'm
we're
super
gonna,
happy.
We're going to live stream their breakup in 20 minutes.
Yes. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Someone's storming out.
You had brisket. Where was you had brisket earlier from where? Where was that from?
I can't
like
remember.
Like one of the vendors over here?
Well, he got the sampler. He had they had everything,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, that was
there was a lot, delicious. And then I had two plates of this and, Ricky's, too. And,
we just had the fine people from Pistol Pack and Piggy's. They were over here.
They had the best brisket in the competition.
Oh, Cowboys. That's where that brisket, the sampler is from Cowboys.
Yep, that's it. Thank you.
I feel like that's the one place we haven't gotten free food from, and we've spent thousands of dollars there already.
It was so worth it.
Oh, it's so good.
I can feel it still.
So good.
Looks like the next band is coming in.
Look at that guy. He better be in a band dressing like that.
Either that or, yeah.
Like you're in a fucking cartoon.
Yeah, like if I was a band, I would just do the gorilla show up with my guitar deal. Yeah.
He's got his Tommy gun in there.
The mobsters, eh? If you guys want to join this party, you can jump on the Disruption Networks app. It's free. Get it on your phone, whether you got an Android or an iPhone. Just type in Disruption Networks. Download it. We got live programming all day long. It's the best radio you could possibly find. And we do it for you live every day.
Black Subaru. License plate. B-H-B. 2-7
Where was this guy for the announcements of the winners?
Suddenly it's loud. Suddenly it's clear.
You can go pick up the scrap by the front gate.
All right.
They should hire him to do the announcements. 100%.
Maybe they should hire somebody else for the jokes. No, I was sorry. that was loud. They should have did that.
I'm here all night, folks.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I want to bring on the radio is there's a woman walking around with a little black like chocolate lab puppy.
Oh,
if you're
the
owner of a chocolate Labrador puppy, please
come to the Disruption booth.
Bring it to the
Oh, see, now we have a puppy.
It's
authority.
Not a chocolate lab, huh?
It's not an official chocolate lab.
It's the most adorable.
If you have something that might almost resemble a chocolate lab.
If you could retrieve it for us, that'd be great.
She's like the golden puppy retriever.
Okay. She's one with one of the competitors, Three Dogs Barbecue.
I gotcha.
There it is.
She barbecued three dogs today?
Yeah. Delicious.
Okay. I think they came in second.
Adorable and tender.
There, yes, it is.
This would be a weird place to lose your dog, right? Huh? No, nobody wants. I'm just...
Yeah, and then sample it later? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Hey-o.
More of these. Visit ComedyCNY.com.
We got a few more of these peppers here from Billy's Restaurant in Old Forge. If you guys are taking off from here, or you're just visiting Old Forge later in the future, Billy's is the place to go have dinner. You're silly not to eat at Billy's.
Got about 8 more minutes.
He'll walk. Here, take this. Get some more
beer for you. Well, not on a hard schedule, my
friend. Is that a threat, Lance? Lance, it's like 8 more minutes and you're done.
We really appreciate you letting us stay.
Lance is like the best roadie in the history of ever.
He's good, yeah.
He's the only reason we're actually broadcasting. He's actually watching the clock. He's like, hey, man, you got to go live in 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, shoot. I guess we told people we'd do that. No, he's like, it's done. Union, we got to cut off 5 p.m. Right on the dot, my friend.
Hey, Chicken, you over there?
No, he's not.
You're buying me ice cream later, right?
Yeah? What kind of ice creams are you going to get you?
Yeah, where's the best place for ice cream?
I don't know.
Like Rocky Road?
Rocky right, Road? No, like, there's ice cream here, and
it's
I really want it.
Right here at the
really
venue, my friend.
Yeah? Do you know good ice cream?
Of course
should I
he
get?
Does.
He looks like a guy who knows his ice cream.
Wicked.
Lance looks like a guy that gets ice cream when he's good.
You got a free one? What did you just intimidate them into an ice cream? Like, here, somebody, just go away.
Some kid dropped it on the pavement. Lance just got it.
You're scaring away the other clients. Just go. Run.
If you have a dog, we would like to pet it. Bring your dog over.
I'm
going to
go hang out in those Adirondack chairs here. They've been looking like the most comfortable place on earth for a long time.
I know,
need to go
right?
Just chill over there.
That lady over there is asleep. Look at her.
Yeah, I mean, they're the most comfortable chair you could ever have.
Ma'am, wake up. Ma'am. You're at a barbecue festival. You've fallen asleep.
She's resting between ribs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We got another band coming up on the stage in just a few moments. I don't know what their name is.
I thought you were going to try to announce them, but good luck.
Who's next? You know who's next? Some sort of music will happen soon.
Jimmy Wolf is up next.
Allegedly, it's Jimmy Wolf.
Jimmy Wolf taking the stage. You're going to rock your faces
Not
off.
Not related to Pee Wee Herman, who Chicken was trying to tell me.
That was a good burp.
Yeah, whose burp was that? That was a good
I gotta,
burp.
That one was a
Party of Chickens tonight,
7
by the
to
way.
8, I got to say. Not bad.
Come on over.
Good for you.
Take the long road to the dirt road to the other dirt road. You'll find us right there. Drive till you feel like you're in Canada, and then you're at Chickens.
Our pistol packing piggies, they were from Canada.
Eh?
Eh? Oot?
I bet they love that.
She
I bet
said
they
oot.
Never get tired of hearing
oot.
That.
See, it's normal to them, but to me, it's just amazing.
We make a pretty good barbecue there.
So hey, guys, how about we stop broadcasting now?
That sounds like a good idea.
Cool.
Start? You
awesome. Now Chicken can get me the ice cream.
We got Mad Major Larry O'Grady, comedian extraordinaire. He'll be playing at Utica Brews at some point, but nobody knows where that is. Phil Farda. Say a look for the Utica Comedy Cup. That's coming up pretty soon. He's going to be announcing the dates. It's going to be a killer comedy competition. Thanks, buddy. And, of course, Stage Time Trivia at every local.
All over the place. In the Utica area.
Bar you want to go to?
Go to comedycny.com. The whole schedule is there, upcoming events.
And we are, of course, Disruption Networks. You got the Matt Major Show, noon to 3, live every day. EC Radio with our man Z.
Here comes our caravan.
3
right
to
now.
6 p.m. And we got all kinds of other crazy programming. Check us out, guys. We'll be back, maybe.